We're live. What's up, everybody? What's up, cuz?
What up, cat? How you living?
I'm living good. How about you?
Good. We got a special guest with us today. My buddy, our buddy Clint, longtime listener, longtime supporter of all of our 13 episodes. Wanted to get on here, give a shout out. Say what's up, Clint? How you doing?
What is going on, cousins?
That's exactly. It sounded like Mark.
I know, right? That's the white boy version when I say it.
Though. I'm trying.
That's what that was. What is up? And welcome to the show. Thank you for coming on, man.
Thank you for being a supporter.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Always.
Yeah. So before you start talking, Clint, what are some things about Clint? How did you guys meet, Mark?
We actually met through church. We met through church through my mother-in-law, actually. I don't know specifically like when we met, but it's funny though, because just a few weeks ago, just a few weeks ago, Clint sent me a picture text of his contact info of me, and it said Mark Church. And that shit cracked me up because it literally was the same thing I had for him. It said Clint Church. So it was literally the same thing.
I remember so we talked about that on that episode.
Did we talk about it? Yeah. Well, that's Clint. That's who I was talking about.
Nice.
And then we just that's hit awesome. It off. We just he's hella funny, fun dude to hang out with. Loves the Seahawks. He's a diehard Seahawk fan. Hates the Raiders. He hates everything about the Raiders. You know, he'll tell you
everything.
About that.
Everything.
That's how our friendship grew, is just the hatreds for the Raiders. Until they're winning. Then I, like I said, then I hop on board. He still hates them. Yeah. But, yeah. I don't know.
You pretty much just brought Clint on so that you could have some backup on me then when it comes to football. Yeah. You know that you don't know what you're talking about. So you're like, let me bring somebody on that knows a little bit more than me.
Yeah.
Well, I'm like he was saying last week, I do not do fantasy at all very good. Like, I'm terrible at fantasy. And so he'll let me play just so he can get that $100 in there for the league. Because he knows I ain't going to win it. But
I might as well just give you the $100.
Yeah. Gotcha. I'll up my Patreon with that $100 and I won't play in the league.
Speaking of that, Clint decided to become a Patreon supporter right before he logged on for the podcast. He's all, crap, I gotta see these guys right now. They're gonna call me out in person. Like, let me go do this real quick.
Well, you called me out last week, Jay. I was like, oh, dang it. I should have not sent that email.
we have it in writing. We had it in writing. Yes, sir. You said you were going to do it. So, we got two Patreon supporters. Shout out. We got one on the podcast.
Yes, sir.
We're close to being able to retire. Pretty close.
I just put in my two-week notice. I don't know.
Yeah, dude, we're making a whole $12 a month. Woo, like, we're pretty good.
That's how we do.
Dang.
I'm
still waiting for my my episode though. I haven't heard the.
You haven't got that.
My bonus episode.
Yeah. Neither has the first Patreon supporter. We gotta do that pretty quick.
Yeah, we do gotta do that.
We get 1 month. It's one month, so we get 1 month. Katie's coming up close to that one month, our first Patreon.
Ago. I was like, hey, don't we have to do that? He's like, We got a month. That was like almost 2 months ago now.
No.
2 months.
No.
We'll give you an extra episode. It'll be like 5 minutes long. We'll just be like,
yeah, we didn't say how long it was gonna be.
Yeah. Just be Mark breathing in the microphone.
You're the best, Clint. Clint, are you a... Yeah, that's how the whole episode, the last episode sounded, was Mark.
Hey, man.
Just I'm trying. Grizzly bear.
It's, I don't even think it has anything to do with
what's
to the
funny.
Mic. It's just how I breathe now.
Yeah, no, dude. What's funny hard. About the last... What's funny about the last episode is I actually called you out and said, why are you so close to the mic all the time? We can hear you breathing. Step back, and you're like, this is how I do it. I'm just me. Remember before the podcast, y'all, this is how I do it. And you stay like that the rest of it, and now you hate it? Come on. Dog,
I don't remember any of that. If it's not on the recording, then I don't remember any of it. Yeah,
yeah, no, it was before we pressed record.
Yeah, I have no way of proving that I ever said that.
Yeah.
Damn, I don't remember.
So, Clint, so you're are you originally from Seattle? Or you always been...
I was born and raised here, and then went in the Marine Corps, traveled the world for a while when I got out of high school, and then moved to Texas for a few years, and then back up here. So
he loves Texas, bro.
So you,
every time we talk about any barbecue or something, he talks about Texas barbecue. He misses Texas barbecue.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, that's where barbecue, that's what Texas is known for, is their barbecue.
Every time I make something, some kind of barbecue, he just like spits on it and is like, this ain't Texas barbecue.
This isn't good.
He throws it out.
I hate barbecues up in Washington because everybody wants to cook hamburgers and hot dogs. Yeah. Like, that's not barbecue. That's kibble.
Yeah, kibble. He's all, throw a brisket on that thing or something.
Right? Some fajitas and some brisket. Oh, yeah. Man.
How long were you in Texas for?
Five years. Yeah, about 5 years.
Oh, damn. Yep. Dang. Was it just you in Texas, or was it the wifey as well?
Yeah, it was the whole fam. It was we moved down there like 2 months after Owen was born. And then we were there until for like 5 years. So yeah.
Yep. So how many kids do you have?
Three kids. I got 18 daughters.
Can't put
18.
A dad on. Can't put a dad on the spot like that. Huh? He's like,
I know.
Five shit. And dad.
I hate going and picking up prescriptions for my kids because they're like, what's their birth date? And I'm like, April sometime. What year? I don't know. She's 18 now. I don't know. I'm like texting my wife, like, "Hey, when was Caitlin born?" Yeah, dude, it's embarrassing.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
So
I'm
18,
horrible at that.
Yeah. Oh, it's the worst. It's 18, 16, and 12. So the boy's 12 and the girl's 18 and 16. So I'm old.
Nice.
I'm an old man.
Nice. That's awesome.
Why do you look younger than
man?
Both
so
of
you
us,
went I mean. Through the teenage girls. You went through the teenage years. I said teenage girls, teenage years.
Yeah,
how was that,
dude? It's still happening, man. Like the older one, she started turning a teenager like at 9. Dude, I remember this one time. My wife, dude, she was like crying, and she's like, I thought I got like at least 4 more years until my kids hated me. And I'm like, well, it's starting now, babe. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
Dude, I feel that.
Yeah, I have a 13-year-old, and I'm barely starting to get into it with him where it's like, you just feel like they don't like you anymore, you know? It's like, what? I used to be
like
a cool
you're not.
Dad. Now he's like,
what happened? Yep.
Honestly, I'm cool with it. I if they don't want to hang out with me, I'm all right with it. I'll be like, okay, cool, go into your room. I'll chill here. Like, I'll do what I do. Like, I'm lazy, so it's like, if you don't want to do something, we're good,
dude. We're good,
but what if they want to do something, you don't let them do that something?
Yeah,
then they hate
wait
you.
Till that.
Oh, and then they're gonna start telling me that stuff. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yep. That should be fun.
Yeah, the first time your kid's like, "I hate you, Dad." That's a real moment in your life.
Yeah.
Have you heard that yet? Have you heard it at all?
Yeah.
Dang.
Heck yeah, dude. I got girls, dude.
They're so nice though. I could never see them. I could never see them saying that to you. That's it.
Yeah.
I'll have a talk with them next time I see them.
Yeah. Would you?
Yeah. I'm gonna handle that real fast,
dude.
Jeez.
That's how my kids are. Like doing stuff around the house too. I'm like, you guys do your chores and stuff, and it's like whining and complaining and all that stuff, and then they go like babysit for you, and you guys are like, oh my gosh, she did the dishes and did this, and I'm
dude,
like, what?
She
hasn't done dishes
everything.
For 15 years. Dude.
She's never done the dishes.
She has incentive here. She gets paid here, man.
Yeah.
I mean, all you do is provide for them. He's putting a roof over it. It doesn't matter. Yeah.
All you do is feed them 3 meals a day. Yeah.
What? Yeah. Hey, I'm so crazy. Stingy.
That's
so you were in the military then?
Yep. I spent 4 years in the Marine Corps.
Nice. Thank you for your service.
Yeah.
We got a military guy on here.
Yeah. Shout out.
Did you go into any wars, anything like that?
No, I went to Bahrain out in the Middle East for a year on security forces. But there was nothing going on. We flew out to Kuwait, Qatar. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Ramadan got a little hairy though. There's some they set off some bombs and burned stuff and beat themselves and stuff like that. So it kind of got a little bit nerve wracking over there during those times, but nothing crazy.
Yeah.
Dang, I didn't even know that. You're asking questions that I feel like I should have already known about you.
You should. I feel like we're better friends than you guys are already.
I was just going to say that. I think that Jay cares about other people and Mark cares about Mark.
Oh, dang. Yeah. It's that noticeable, huh?
Shit. It's that noticeable.
Damn, I thought I hit it very well. Hey, man. Yeah. I help do things for people, you know. I just don't ask them about themselves, so what's the problem?
Hey, Clint, did you get Mark a birthday gift this year?
No, dude. When is it?
Mark has this thing where he feels like everybody should give him a birthday gift at 33 years old.
Mark, are you like, hey, I got a birthday month, or are you like, it's my birthday?
I would prefer to have a birthday week. Yeah, that'd be wonderful. It doesn't have to be a week, but I would take a week.
You weren't born for a week, fool. Hey, you were born on one day.
People need to celebrate me that much, all right? Okay, shit. I'm basically a 4th of July baby, so I got spoiled growing up, dog. Act like I didn't have the best birthday parties when I was living down there. They weren't fun. So I grew up being spoiled.
You're no longer a kid.
Ask my mom. Dude, I'm still spoiled. I'm still spoiled, all right? My mom still spoils me and all that. So, man.
Dude, my goal in life is to get past my birthday without one person saying happy birthday to me. Like, that's my goal in life.
Dang.
Dude, I'm 41 years old, dude. I don't need that.
You are old. Shoot. Yeah, you're at that point where you don't care.
Stop telling me happy birthday!
I know.
I'll just say happy 1 year closer to dying. Is that what you want to hear? Yeah.
That would be much appreciated. Yeah,
I'll send that text. When I get the Facebook notification, that's what I'll send to you. All right. I just like my birthday because it's around 4th of July. It's the best. It's the best, man. Act like it's not.
My birthday is around the new year.
And?
Exactly.
What's cool about that? Exactly. There's nothing cool about it. See, there's cool stuff about mine, all right? 4th of July.
Dude.
Bang, bang. Fireworks all day.
My birthday's in October. And so, my brother's was in, June or July. So he always got, cool presents when we were kids. Like, we didn't have a lot of money and stuff. So, he'd get summer stuff. And then I'd get, a sweater and, long johns. Because mine's in wintertime. And I'm like, this is stupid. Birthdays suck.
That's why you don't want people to say happy birthdays. Okay, see how that works. His thing that he doesn't want people to say happy birthday because he didn't have good birthday presents growing up. Mine is I had fireworks and hella family and hella presents and food, barbecue, American style barbecue. Well, Mexican style, I guess. We would do carne asadas and stuff over there, and we would have our hamburgers and hot dogs. We used to bob for apples and shit too. You remember that, Jay? We would set that all up. So
Sophie thinks that is the most disgusting thing in the world. She will never do that at a birthday party today.
Thinking about that now, bear pong back in the day, thinking about those things, drinking the beer after shooting the ball all the time, it hitting the dirty garage floor and shit, and you would still drink the beer out of it. I guess that stuff's not very sanitary now. Thinking about that.
But Bobby, I mean, we're all right. We grew up fine. We're fine. Right? We're healthy.
I take full credit to my immune system because of how we grew up. We would drink water hose water. We would eat dirt when we were younger. We would eat stuff that hit the floor. I would eat leftovers that were left out overnight for like a day or two. Like, I'm made of steel, dog. Like, that's how I feel. I'm made of bacteria, homie. Like, we're good.
Yeah, bobbing for apples. That's funny because I brought that up when me and Sophie first got married. We had like Zyrus's first or second birthday party, and I was like, "We should do bobbing for apples." And she was like, "What the heck is that?" And I'm like, "You just put apples in a big old like bucket, and you just see how many you can get out. Bob your head in there." And she's like, "No, that's so gross. Everybody's putting their head and spitting." And I'm like, "All right, I didn't think about it like that, but."
Thanks for ruining it for
me. Like I thought it was the coolest thing as a child.
Dude, it was like, so fun. It was so fun as a kid, but yeah. I think I didn't see any adults do it. It was only the kids. The adults are like,
yeah. I wonder why.
Yeah. You'll know we're not doing that. You're crazy, man. Yeah, that's funny. What kind of childhood thing do you remember doing, Clint, that you couldn't do nowadays? Like, you wouldn't let your kids go do, like, wander the... I mean, for me, like, we would ride our bikes, like, miles and shit away from the house. Like, it was no problem.
Yeah, I mean, we did that same sort of stuff. Like, two things I could think in. One is, like, BB gun fights. Like, we used to, seriously, like, get the 20 pump, and then we'd say, hey, you can only pump it up 3 times, but everybody's doing it, like, 30, 40 times, you know? And, like, I would not... Yeah. Dude, I shot my neighbor in the chin... And there was like blood, and we're like, oh, this is not good. And then we're like, okay, let's quit. Like, we got to stop this. And so we did, and we didn't tell nobody, none of the parents. And like a year later, he goes to the doctor because he had a growth like underneath his chin.
Oh my God.
And it was the BB, dude. It got infected, and they had to have it surgically removed. And then his parents stopped by and yelled at me, dude. Because he narked on me.
Hell yeah, he's terrible. I remember exactly who did this.
So that's
who did that shit.
Isn't that, what is it called, statute of limitation? Isn't that like past a year, you can't tell no more, bro?
I know. Yeah, dude. Yeah, that's crazy. I would never let my kids do that, though. That was stupid. Stupid.
You wouldn't let Owen pump it 30 times and start shooting everyone?
Dude, no way. He'd aim at my junk, dude. He thinks it's funny to hit people laughing. In the nuts.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, shoot. That's crazy. That's nuts, man.
Yeah, I remember making... we used to make bean shooters. Do you remember that at all? I don't know if you remember bean that, Mark, shooters? But...
No.
We used to, cut the top of... Yeah, we were beaners. So. We used to cut the top of a bottle, like a water bottle or like a 2-liter... And then you would put a balloon on the top, and then you put a bean in there, and you would boom, and you'd shoot it. And those things would leave like welts on us, and we would have like wars. Oh. But then we started getting in trouble because they'd be like, "Where's all our beans at?" Because we would steal the beans out of the cabinet.
Your mom's trying to make dinner,
and that's what we would shoot. Yeah, there's a bunch of beans in the front yard.
Oh man!
Yeah, hey. You want to make a Mexican family mad? Take their beans away.
Hell yeah. That's how you get beat real fast, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Damn.
It's funny.
We used to throw apples at each other. We had like an apple tree in our house or in the front yard, and my brother and I would just have apple wars and just belt each other with them. Like, they would hurt.
Throw apples?
Just apples, that would be falling, and then we'd just have wars with it. It'd be like playing tag with apples or something. That's about it. Like, that's about as much pain as I can do.
Yeah.
It was not fun. We used to
do crazy stuff. I remember breaking into the we had a little elementary school not too far from us, and we used to jump the gate, and we'd be like, it's funny, we should have brought this up, because Michael, on the last podcast when we had, not the last one, but the last guest we had on our podcast, we used to break into the school, and we used to get on top of the roofs and be like running, and we're like, dude, if I ever heard my kids breaking into like the elementary school, we never like broke windows or broke anything, but we would jump the gate, get in there, and like go on the windows or go on the roof and stuff like that. And I'm like, if I ever seen my kid doing that, dude, I would lose it, bro. Like, I would go nuts.
Right?
I would never even let my kid go like that far. So it's like, it's weird. Different times for sure.
I had intercourse on top of a school, on top of a middle school. Back in the day.
Was it with the homeless?
It was with the girlfriend at the time. And it was like midday too. Like it was during summer.
That's midday. A really weird place.
Like, yeah, it was random. It was random.
That's super random, dude. That's dude, so yeah. weird.
On a middle school?
Yeah, on the top of middle school. Yep. Mm-hmm. Just in the middle of the day.
Were you in middle school?
No, I wasn't in middle school. We were in high school. I was like 16.
What were you doing at the middle school?
It was up the street from our house. We were just chilling. Like, we didn't have, we were like teenagers. You didn't get to just go home and hang out with your girlfriend or whatever, right? Like, I didn't get to at least. And so we had to be creative with what we did. So apparently we came up with that. And there was like this little ladder that you can just climb up. Everyone would go up there. Like, we would always hang out up on the roof or at that school and stuff. And yeah, one thing just led to another. I was really surprised that she actually was down to do it. It's like, all right, cool.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, especially dog. With you.
I know, right? Hey, I got personality, asshole. Okay, that's what's gotten me where I've been. All right, personality, not looks.
Not looks. You're right.
Just like you, homie. Just like you.
Yep. Yep. You're right. I can agree with those statements. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you're a pastor, right, Clint?
Yeah, I am the youth leader, youth pastor at our church. So yeah, that's what I do every Tuesday. Just my nice. I got started doing it because my daughters and they were in it, and they were like, "Well, it's cool if you do it, Dad. We'll be fine with it." So I was like, "All right, let's do this." So yeah.
Did you go to like any seminary schools or anything like that, or you?
No. No, dude. Yeah. I never graduated high school. That's how far I've went. I got into the Marine Corps on a waiver, so yeah, I just had to work the system. That's all.
Well, now, now you own your own business, and business is a booming, right?
You're always right now. Busy. It is, yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Nice. Yeah. What do you do?
I'm a general contractor.
Hey, nice. So if anyone needs something done, Clint is the man. Clint is the man. Yeah. He can do everything. He built this Murphy bed for my in-laws. It's so sick. Like, it's so nice. I could have probably done a little better, Clint. I didn't want to say that in front of you to hurt your feelings. it's amazing work. And he's doing the deck. Like, he's
yeah,
he's
if you really built a bed, I just feel like, if you built a bed, it'd be like Step Brothers. Remember when they built that bed and then the bed fell on top? That's exactly how it'd be if you built. Yeah. You're like,
the duct tape didn't hold.
That's exactly. That's the first thing that came to my mind when you're like, "Yeah, I could have did better." I'm like, "Oh, okay."
Shit. let's play. What's the name of your? I don't even actually know the name of your company. Is there a name?
Birch Tree Construction. Yep.
Birch Tree Construction.
Yep,
there it is.
Construction. Hey, right there. LLC.
There you go. Look it up. Any of our listeners that's local. Hit them up, you know.
Yeah, that's
super cool.
Business is a booming.
Isn't it a cool thing that, like, you don't have to have a degree, you don't have to be a college graduate, or you don't have to freaking, like, me and Mark barely graduated high school. It's funny because I have, like, a bunch of friends that are college graduates. My wife just got her master's degree, and I'm like, man. But it's cool. It's really cool that people do that, but it's also cool to see people succeed without that. You know what I mean? So that's a cool. Mm-hmm. Like, Mark is dumb as rocks, but he makes pretty good money. You know what I mean? So it's weird.
I don't know. When you see somebody like him. I run out my own store sometimes. I just fake it till I make it. Like,
I don't either. Every time you read a text message to me, I'm like, God, this fool can't read.
Well, you mean type? I am horrible at typing text messages. And for some reason, my autocorrect for four. Like, F-O-R, is always fur. Like, it always comes out F-I-R. Like, always. I don't understand
that. I thought you did that on purpose.
No, I don't do that on purpose. It always... I don't know if it's just because the I is right next to the O, but I can't... For some reason, I can't hit the O. And so I'm just like, fuck it. I'm not even going to try anymore. Dude, people I'm texting...
You're so dumb when you type your letters, your phone can't even correct your words, right? It's like, no idea. I think he's trying to spell... Four, fur, fur. Maybe he's trying to spell fur.
Let's go with fur. I'll check on that fur tomorrow. Like, it has to be fur. Yeah. Has to be.
Dude, autocorrect can't even correct you.
Hell no. Sometimes I'll try to spell words and I'm like, that can't be right. Like, it's not even close to what I'm trying to. Right. Like, I'm pretty sure it texts back. It texts. I get auto texts back from Apple saying, "Stop being dumb." Oh, it's great. If I text, I mean, I'm only texting friends really. So if I need to keep it professional, you're getting an email. All right. And then email spell checks. All right.
So, yep. He sends every email he sends out to his wife first. And she's like, okay, looks good. And then he'll send it.
Doc, that's not even
forwarded.
Mm-hmm. That's not even a joke. No, that's not even a joke. If I'm sending a very important email, like if I have to write something up that has to be like super professional, like I'll have Sam look at it. Or I'll even have Kim sometimes look at my shit. Can you make sure this sounds good? Hey, I got to do what I got to do, you know? But yeah, it is cool that you can be successful, and it just proves people, like, I remember people always preached that shit back in the day, like, you gotta go to school, you gotta do this, you gotta do that, and it's like, now it's like, there's two different types of people, man, like, social IQ and emotional IQ and just IQ, you know, so,
yeah.
I got that emotional side, I have a way to talk with people, and Clint is one of the best people, like, he can probably start a conversation with just anyone, like, a freaking...
A rock.
And they can carry conversations. He'll make that rock laugh.
I've done it.
That's how I met Mark.
Are you talking about me? Yeah, I thought so. God damn it. I set myself up for that. I was like, huh?
Yeah. Cool story.
Yeah,
cool
man. Story. Yeah. No, I completely understand what you're talking about. Yeah.
That's super cool.
Oh man.
Yeah.
I was just gonna say that spelling thing, like my daughter, my middle daughter, like ever since she's been in like sixth grade, dude, every time I'm writing anything, I'm like, hey Aves, how do you spell this? She's like, Dad, it's the THE, you know, so I'm the worst at spelling. I have to do the exact same thing that you do. So
hell yeah.
Yep.
See?
Yeah.
And like I'm not, voice text doesn't even work either. That good either. Like if you try to talk into a text message.
Mm-mm. Oh hell no. Because
I got
worse,
too much swagger on my voice. That's the problem. I can't understand my shit. Sam like, says I mumble too much, but
are you talking hood? Are you talking hood language? Like, does it have a setting for that? You're like, yo, dog, are you going to come to the podcast today? It's like, yo, dog, are you going to come to the podcast today?
It's DOG and shit. Yeah. Damn. Yep. It doesn't understand me. God damn it.
So what denomination are you guys? Do you know, Clint? Obviously, you probably know.
Yeah, the denomination is AG, so it's like the Assemblies of God.
Oh, okay.
The denomination, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we have, like, the biggest churches we have here in Bakersfield, they're all Assemblies of God.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Well, some of the bigger ones here. So I know that's a popular denomination. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Is that your TV cool. in the background, so, Jay? Whose TV is that? You hear that? Damn, we're over here trying to make a podcast, dog. What are you doing?
It's not me.
Is that it's you, Clint?
Can you hear it?
Can you not hear that?
Yeah, I hear a TV.
Uh-huh. All that.
Oh, it's probably... Hang on.
We got a guest on here, and he's...
I'll pause this. It's my fault. Hang on.
No, you don't have to pause.
No, you don't
have to pause
it. It's all good.
You could go tell him to... Yeah.
Now I kind of feel like an asshole.
You call him out, bro.
I feel like a jerk.
It was super loud, though. It was good that you did, because that'd be hard to... There's no way to edit that out.
You can edit that
out. There's no way.
You can edit my breath.
There's no way. I would have to edit his...
Dog, you can edit my
breath. I would have to edit his whole voice out, bro.
You can edit my breath, though, right? Like, you could have...
No! I can't do it when you're doing this and you're talking.
How am I doing
And then you do that, and then you talk, and you're like... It's really hard to do.
It's because I got that Barry White voice, homie. That's why the girls.
Was it your? It was your TV because it's gone.
I think so. Yeah, yeah. My kids are out there. I don't know. Yeah, they still live at home.
Sorry, I'm a jerk. Yeah. I apologize.
They still live out. No, you could definitely hear it, but cool. You just tell them turn it down. You're like, don't watch TV right now.
No TV for you. No TV.
Well, I got to have good internet too, so they're like streaming movies, and I'm like, if it gets glitchy, you guys, come on. Anyhow.
Yeah.
They're told.
So is it bad? Like every time, you know, like when I haven't been to church in, you know, since pre-COVID, so I don't go anymore. But back in the day when people would ask me like, hey, where do you go? I'd tell them New View, and they'd be like, what denomination is it? And I always, like, I don't know the difference of denominations. So I would always be like, Christian. Yeah. And they're like, yeah, cool. What, like, what is it, though? And I'm like, I don't know. Is that bad that I never knew? Like,
no,
is
no,
that not common? A lot of people.
I don't think
not
so.
Very, nah, not very many people know what denomination they're even going to. Honestly, like, people go to church and they don't.
Yep.
They don't really know what the church is under, well, or anything like that.
I might get fired for this, but I'm never been a big fan of, like, denominations in general. I just think it's nonsense because each denomination too. they pick their verse in the Bible that they go after, and then that's what they stack their whole denomination on. So then you get, like, Baptists, and oh, you have to be baptized, and then you get the, you know, the AG, and they're like, no drinking, no this, very legalistic. And then you get, you know, just different denominations. They have their thing, you know, and that's what makes them a denomination.
Why he's hearing, yeah. Like, Clint's hearing about that no drinking. He has a freaking whiskey and Coke in his hand, like, shit. Sorry, you got the wrong guy.
I do singles, though. It's not like I'm, like, double stacking.
I do singles, not when I'm pouring them, homie. No, I'm hanging out with you. I had a lady.
Don't get him in trouble. You're getting him in trouble right now. He's going to get fired. The pastor's going to call him.
Ain't nobody from church listening to our podcast.
Yeah, right. Pastor Danny's going to hear this.
Hey, there was a Pastor Danny.
There was. Wow. Funny. I was like,
so good.
I was like,
every church has a Pastor Danny. Come on now, every church.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Dude, Danny's hella cool. That's who I actually met first. That was the first person I met in church. He actually, Kim hooked me up with him, and we hung out just one-on-one because I was going through a lot of stuff back when I moved up here, personal shit, and Danny helped me get through it. So Danny's hella cool guy. He was, yeah. That's the cool thing about, nice. Like, Clint and Danny. Like, I never felt like I had to be someone that I wasn't around them. Like, I didn't have to worry about my language. I didn't have to worry about, you know, stuff like that or just being me. They let me be genuine and still, you know, put up with me, I guess. So, like, that was always a cool thing about that, you know.
Yeah.
Shout out Danny.
Yeah, that's what's hard. That's what's hard with churches is, like, because I grew up in church and I was very, like, I was very involved, too. I was a youth. I ran youth for, like, six, seven years. So I was, like, super involved. I had plans on going to seminary. My ultimate goal was to open up my own church. Like, I was really, really involved. But then, like, once I got more and more deeper into church, then I got to see, like, the politics sides of it. Mm-hmm. And then I got behind the scenes and I started seeing things that I did not like. So then kind of pushed me away a little bit, I guess. Lately, I've been pushed away a lot. Yeah. More than I think I ever would. And I think the whole, like, politics involved in church today too, like, it's so insane to me how, like, especially Christians to me, like, how they mix politics with church, you know what I mean? Like, it's almost like if you're a Christian, you're a Republican. And I'm like, no, I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat either, but I'm like, I don't mix Jesus with politics. Like,
with politics.
Yeah. So that's kind of what's been, like, a little disheartening from the church, too, I think, as of lately, for a lot of people, I'm assuming, but...
Seems like everything gets mixed with politics now, too.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah. You have to, the church just feels like a sense of, like, they have to pick that side, you know what I mean? Like, they don't have a choice but to pick that side, and it's like, you don't have to, I believe, at least, but...
Well, Yeah, I'm with you on that, that everybody, like, I believe that there should be Christians that are Democrats and some that are Republicans, and there's Christians that can be, you know, that liberal and the conservative, like, wherever it is, all over there. I mean, Jesus loves everybody, and so anybody can be there, and it has nothing to do with how you feel about your president or your governor or this topic, you know. It has to do with, you know, Jesus in your heart, so.
Yeah. I think that's where the church has lost a lot right now. Like, I mean, because I've known, like, personal pastors and personal friends and people that I was, like, that kind of raised me up in the church and, like, I took me under their wings, were pastors for 20+ years, and I've seen a whole different side of them the last, like, 3-4 years, you know, where it's like, whoa, where is this coming from, you know? It's like, and it's just like, wow, it's crazy that it's come to where they have to, they feel like they have to put themselves in that box, you know what I mean? They don't have a choice, but It's unfortunate. They're still all great people. I still love them all, but it's mm-hmm. definitely it definitely opens up a different side where you're like, you know, you look at it a little different. But
yeah, oh for sure.
It's unfortunate. For
sure. I was gonna ask, what was the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you as you were preaching? Have you ever had anything?
Dude.
Oh man.
Dude. Oh, so I think the worst, I was speaking on a Sunday night, like for like, not the youth group, but the main church. And, I'm speaking and I'm like, in my head, I'm like, man, I'm killing this message. Like, this is it. Like people are like, lives are changing, you know, I'm like getting after it. Right.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And then like my phone's in my back pocket and I'm like, what is going on? And I pull it out and it says emergency 911. And I'm like, that's weird. And so I set it on the stand in front of me, and I'm still going after it, right? Because I'm just like, I'm in the spot.
Yeah.
And then I look down again, and I'm calling 911, dude. And I'm like, and I just stopped.
Someone help me.
I'm like, I'm calling 911. I'm hanging up, and I just slid it over. I just hung up. And the pastor, the actual pastor's wife was sitting there. She's like, they're going to call back. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, No, they won't. And I'm like trying to like get back into it because it totally ruined everything that I was like going after. And then they called back and I just hand my phone to the pastor's wife and I'm like, here, you deal with this. And then the whole congregation just sat there while she talked to the 911 operator. And I'm like looking at her too.
Is there an emergency? You're like, yeah, I got the spirit of Jesus in me.
I got the spirit of Jesus. The Holy Ghost is going in here right
now.
Get
down here right now.
Oh, y'all better get here. Y'all missing out.
Right? And well, she had to tell them like 10 times. They're like, are you sure you're not in emergency? And she's like, no, seriously, I'm fine. Everything is fine. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, this is the worst thing ever. So that's so funny. That's pretty embarrassing.
That's a really good one. That's a great story to have.
I had an interview. The reason I asked because the other day I had an interview for a lady. And literally like right before the interview started, I went to the bathroom and zipped up my zipper and it broke. And like, I wear like at work, I wear my shit tucked in, my shirt tucked in and a little vest. I have a little red vest that we wear, but it doesn't cover my junk area. So like I had to put pins in there and
your
stuff.
Fupa?
And, like, yeah. It doesn't cover my fupa or what did Michael call it? It doesn't cover my, what's the count? Not the
moose knuckle.
It doesn't cover my moose knuckle. So my moose knuckle was trying to come out and say hello, you know, during the interview. It was so, dude, I kept like crossing my legs and like I kept like turning toward, like away from her as I'm asking questions and shit. Cause I'm just like, man, there's not, I put my clipboard down like over my crotch, like taking notes and shit. I'm just like, I don't know what to do in this situation. Like it was
so
horrible.
I would assume you didn't get the job.
So she filed for sexual harassment and,
and now she has your job.
So my 2-week notice was a termination. This podcast better take off. Yeah, man, that was bad. What's the worst thing that's ever happened to you at work, Jay?
At work?
Yeah, this is work time. Well, I'm sure Clint actually has a better story too, like his company. That may have happened.
Dude.
Go ahead, Clint. You do it while I think of something.
Well, just one that was kind of funny. When I first started listening to your guys' podcast, I like had my AirPods in. I'm like working on these stairs for this lady. And it's when Mark was talking about his pet bull, like the pet bull from from that game or from that movie.
Yeah.
And dude, and then you just started laughing at him like he was an idiot, dude. And I was like, this is the best. And I'm like laughing out loud. And the lady, she's like, is everything okay? And I was like, oh, yeah. And then I tried to explain it. And she's just looking at me like, what are you talking about?
It's
and
I'm no
like,
sense.
But it was really funny. And then he said pet bull. And then he was laughing at him. I'm like, never mind. She's just like, I'm glad you do good work because you're not a smart fellow. So.
And that's one thing, Jay. Like we couldn't argue. Like we got in an argument last week or the week before on the phone, and like this fool just laughs at me, and like that same laugh you heard, it's that same shit because he's just like it's nothing to him. And I could be the heatest. I think we already talked about this too, but like that shit, I don't know how you're so good at that, bro. I don't know how you're
so good at it. He gets so mad too, and I just laugh like.
Just hella. It's just like the funniest
shit.
It's not
that serious. Relax. He's all, I'm not a liar. Don't call me a liar.
Dude, I got hella mad. I started.
He got so
mad.
You know
I get mad when I start saying bro over and over or something? Like, I felt like I said it like 20 times. And then they just was laughing.
He does the same thing too, though. Like, remember that time with your sister-in-law when she was all late that one time and we were just giving her a hard time and she was so mad?
Yeah,
and
we were
just like laughing and we thought it was funny because it was.
Yeah. It's easy to get to her too. You can make her mad real quick too.
Yeah, I think when I listen to, I don't really have an embarrassing story for work. I don't think, not that one that I can remember. I mean, I know the guys laugh at me a lot because I'll listen to podcasts all day long. Like I'll usually just leave one in my ear because they'll come up to me and they'll have a question, but I'll just be busting up laughing and I can see them looking like in the office through the window or whatever. They'll be looking at me and they're just like, what is this fool doing? Like, and I'm just laughing because I'm listening to something, you know, our podcast or another podcast. And I'll be laughing, dude, like nobody around, nobody inside. And they just kind of look at me. I do have an embarrassing story for one time when I preached too. It was a Sunday night also. And it was for a youth rally. So
damn,
like
all the cool
everybody
people do
in
Sunday
our district,
nights, huh?
Like, well, it was like a special thing. Oh, it was a youth rally, so there was like we have a district, so like there was a lot of churches in there from our district. So it was probably like 300 people in the church or whatever. And I was preaching that night, and I remember right before I was messing with some of the I was playing basketball with some of the boys in the back because I had a basketball court before church started, and I ripped my pants that I was going to use. It ripped like down underneath my like crotch area. And I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do. And nobody ever noticed all night. I remember telling Sophie, like, I have a rip right there. So if I bend over, if I get into it, my pants are going to go all the way. Like I'm going to be. So I preached all night with a rip like in between my crotch area and got through it though. But it's so hard to preach knowing you have something wrong with you. You know, you're like, you're thinking about it the whole time. Like, you know, my stuff might come out at any moment.
Oh, dang. I just thought of another one that just happened to me last week. I don't know if you ever heard, like you listen to, well, you don't really listen to it anymore though, Jay, the This Is Important podcast. You don't listen to it that much anymore.
No, I tried to listen to it recently and I just... After Bad Friends, man, that one's like, that was trash compared to them.
It's still, like, I still listen to it every week, but they were talking about how, I don't know if this ever happened to you guys before, how if you sit down to go poop and pee, or just, like, if you're like me, I sit down to pee, I'm not ashamed to admit it, but they, sometimes you pee into the toilet and it comes out and gets, like, on the back of your pants. Has that ever happened to you guys? It looks like a no to you guys.
No.
They admit to it. So, all right. I feel more comfortable admitting to it. Because,
like, what do you mean, though? How does
like,
it come out?
Like
is it your pee gets on you?
Like, your pee, like, from, I don't know exactly how it works, but, like, you pee into the toilet and it comes through, like, the front part of it, almost. Like, you're peeing so hard, like, the force of your pee comes out of the front part of it, I guess. I don't know the exact science behind it. But they admitted it to it, so I'm okay admitting it to it because I'm not the only person that this has happened to.
I'm just confused on how the pee gets out of the toilet bowl.
I'm confused too, bro. It just happens. Like I don't know exactly how it happens, but like...
Are you putting your penis in the bowl or are you just leaving
like,
outside of the bowl?
Like, no, it's in. Like, it's tucked in like you would do if you're taking a shit, right? Like, you tuck your penis in and pee and hopefully it goes all into the toilet, I guess. I don't know. Well, Doc, I don't know how it happens, but... They admitted to it, so it's happened
to
those people.
You're admitting
to
it, too?
So this happened to me. So this happened to me at work last week where I was meeting with my with my boss, my district manager. My district
smelling
manager.
Smelling like piss.
No. Hopefully I didn't smell. Shit, I hope I didn't. But like, and then I was meeting with Rite Aid's because Rite Aid bought us. So I was meeting with my district manager and two of Rite Aid's corporate people that are like, a regional leader in our compliances for pharmacy and hazmat material stuff. And I was going to walk stores with them to learn about it. And literally like at like 10 o'clock, I went to go to the bathroom and I was dropping deuce and I peed and I noticed some got on the back of my pants. And I was like, oh my God. So like, I'm trying to like pat it dry as much as I can. And like, I didn't like, I was like, I didn't know what to do. I just hope that they didn't notice. So I walked around for probably, I would say it probably didn't get dry for like at least an hour. So I had a little pee on the back of my pants, and it happens like on the back part of like the butt, because that's where like it comes out, like on the back part of the pants. Are you looking it up, Jay? Are you looking to see if that's ever happened or what? Like,
I'm just confused on how it happens. But
I don't know.
Okay, that sucks. So that's a really embarrassing thing. I'd be like, I'd go home, bro.
It wasn't like a big puddle. It wasn't like a lot, but I saw it and I was just like, damn. And to be honest, that's not the first time it's happened to me. I'll be honest.
Yeah, it's a problem, bro. Hey, you should try to tuck it down a little bit better.
I guess so. I don't know. Like, push. Just the push. Force down. I had like two cups of coffee. The force of it. I don't know if it was the force. So like, all right. You know, like,
pee slowly. Stop trying to pee so hard. Jeez. Hey, God, let it come out.
At least I still have the fact that my nuts don't touch the water yet. Okay.
Yeah,
I still got that. I still got that in my back pocket for now.
Okay, so hold on. Another thing they mentioned too on there, which I want to ask. I already know your answer, but like, are you a stander when you wipe,
or
are you
sit down and wipe? Clint and I have talked about this too before.
Yeah.
What are you, Clint?
A sit. You know, you scoot over to the side.
You pick up a cheek. Yep, that's all you do. Yep. Mark is a stander. He stands his ass up and wipes his butt.
I don't stand all the way up, though. You act like I stand straight up. I don't stand straight up.
I know you stand, though. You stand.
Yeah, like I'm not like, I'm kneeled over. I'm leaned over, though. Like here, I'll show you. I mean, we're on camera. All right. So you see me sitting, right? So I get up like this, and I go whoosh, like that. And then I go.
But your butt cheeks don't go together after you get up. That's what I don't understand.
You see this hand right here? You see my left hand?
I grab it.
I spread it and I go, ah, and get it all. Check it, do it again, and then we're good. All right.
So for everybody.
The same piece of toilet paper?
I mean, if it's fine, just flip it. I mean, how small of a piece of toilet paper do you use? You don't do like.
Okay, are you a folder or are you a wadder?
I'm a folder. I don't know how anyone wads it. Like, that seems so weird to me. Are you a water?
Oh, yeah.
You're a water?
I'm a folder.
So you just have a bunch up, and you're just like, ugh. Like, that seems aggressive. Yeah,
and you hold it like this so it mushrooms out, and that way you don't get none on you. It's the key.
Wow.
Is that how you tell your kids? Make sure your toilet paper looks like a mushroom.
No, I didn't.
So
I didn't
wait,
teach them.
We got a stander here. We got a water. Do you wad your toilet paper up? You just make a toilet paper ball to wipe your ass.
But everybody here needs to get just a bidet, so you don't have to worry about folding or wadding.
I would love that a bidet.
That's the way to go.
I don't know though. I just don't know if a bidet would really clean my butt right.
I don't know.
I hear though everybody swears by them. Like the people that have them swear by them. So obviously they work well.
They had them in our rooms when we were stationed over in Bahrain. But we never used them for that. We always told the new guys that that's where you brush your teeth at because it is a little fun.
Did any of them ever do that? Did you ever see anyone actually brush their teeth?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
That's awesome. Like,
that's literally where someone.
Known for being smart, dude.
that's literally where someone just took a shit, buddy. Awesome, dude.
That's funny.
Hey, Jay, I'm going to start sending you text messages about what I'm about to say, and you need to stop me sometimes because that was a bad one. Damn, I shouldn't have admitted to that. I thought maybe, like, you guys would have
that you pee on yourself.
It was an accident, all right?
It's all right. You admitted to peeing on yourself. Clint uses a ball to wipe his butt.
No.
Can you?
Ball?
And my balls drop in the water, so I mean. We all have problems.
Damn, man.
Hey, really quick before we head into this, hate it, like it, love it. I wanted to bring up something about church one more time. Do you believe in dinosaurs, Clint?
In dinosaurs?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think they were there.
Okay. That's a big I bring that up because that's a big discussion in the church. Like, well, not in the church, but like people that. Yeah. Don't believe that there's a God or whatever in Jesus. They always bring up dinosaurs because dinosaurs are like that one thing that kind of get in the way of what I guess the Bible teaches, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I was just kind of wondering, because I know there are some hardcore Christians out there that are like, dinosaurs don't exist.
God just got bored of dinosaurs and wanted to cook up some blondes. So he's like, get rid of the dinosaurs. Let's make some humans. it's on a song. Sorry. It's a little Dicky song. It's a song.
No, I've read that verse in the Bible, Mark.
Yeah, oh, you heard that one? Okay, cool. Yeah. Good. That's straight. I was hoping someone heard that one.
Good. It's in the book of Little Dicky, chapter Little Dicky. 6, verse 7.
Hey, I like him. He's funny. You don't like him, do you?
No, he's horrible.
You're dumb. Have you heard him? Have you heard of him, Clint?
No.
He's like a comedian rapper. He can rap, though, like if he really wants to. But like that song, I'll send you that song because that shit's funny. It's like his brain talking to this girl. Like it's just a funny song. Oh, yeah.
I'll wait anxiously.
Yeah, you look like it.
Yeah. With his name. Yeah, his name explains it all. Little Dicky is his name.
Act like he can't actually rap. You know he can rap though, bro. You know he's got bars.
I've never heard him rap, really, honestly. I mean, little bits, I guess.
Snoop Dogg song?
Yeah.
With Snoop Dogg on it? Snoop Dogg's all about him. Hey, Snoop Dogg knows good rappers.
Snoop Dogg knows where the money's at, and obviously messing with him brought money.
Speaking of Snoop Dogg, his commercials are so dope. The Corona commercials where he's just walking the beach.
Yeah, that's funny.
How great are those? Man, he's such
How great is it that Snoop Dogg has kept like a big name throughout his whole career? Like he's always been around, man.
Well, he did that cooking show with Martha Stewart. He just does everything Dude,
they call him to like, He's like announcers on some boxing matches sometimes and stuff. Like he plays.
Yeah,
like
that's
he's just
right.
always there, man. He's always there. And he did go through some weird phases where he was like Snoop Lion for a while.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
But you know what
we're talking
about,
relevant. Right? Clinton knows Snoop Dogg. You know what we're talking about, right?
Yeah. <He's> like, yeah. I was thinking, I saw him. Gosh, where was he in? I was on some show I was watching, but I was like, man, he's getting old. But that dude's been around forever.
Ever. Yeah, he is old. He looks so, he looks old, too. Like, he's so skinny and sucked up. I mean, he always was, but, like, you can just tell his age is.
Skeletor.
Yeah.
He did that song. Yeah, he did, like, a remake of that Slick Rick song where he's like, oh, no, I forgot my cane go, so then I dilly-dally. You know what I'm talking about, Jay?
Nuh-uh. I don't think so. I mean, I probably will if I heard it. Maybe.
Yeah,
I don't
know. I'll find it for you. But he talks about putting baby powder on his balls, like in that song. Uh-huh. I catch myself actually doing that quite often now. Do you guys ever use baby powder on your balls?
No.
I don't pee on myself that often.
I mean, that has nothing to do with that, all right? Hey, man. It helps with the chafing. Yeah. It helps with the chafing, okay? And it keeps them soft, dog. It keeps them soft. If you haven't done it, try it, and you will not regret it. Hey, that's all I'm saying. Rappers do it. I've heard it in the Slick Rick song. I've heard it in the Snoop Dogg song. Rappers do it. I highly recommend it as well. Jay, maybe that would help with yours dipping into the water somehow, somewhere.
Yeah, maybe.
It'll, like, reflect
it. I mean, if it's helping after you pee on them, then yeah, maybe.
I don't pee on my balls. It was on the pants, buddy. Get your shit right. So no on the powder. Okay, no on the powder on the balls either. Okay, you should definitely try it.
No, we don't pee on our pants. No, we don't pee on our pants.
Why do you keep recycling that
same
shit?
Powder our balls.
All right, that's recycled.
Powder our balls.
You should try it. I'm telling you, you should try it. You won't be you won't be mad about it. I promise. So get some baby powder.
Let's head into this. Let's head into this. On that note, let's head into this. Hate it, like it, love it. Segment.
Segment.
Hate it, like it, love it. Here we go. Hate it, like it, love it. Hey, hate it, like it, love it. Love it, do you hate it? Like it, love it. Love it, do you hate it? Like it. Hey, hate it, like it, love it, do you love it? All right, we're back. Hate it, like it, love it this week. Who's going first, me or you, Mark? We'll do ours because I think Clint just did our fan one, right?
Yeah,
I believe he didn't do the ones we suggested for each other.
He did extra credit.
So Clint
but he
will
has
jump
seen,
in.
I'm pretty sure he has seen Olympic Has Fallen. So I'm pretty
it's
sure
not
he
Olympic.
Saw that.
Stop calling it Olympic. Gosh.
Why does that make you okay. so mad?
So
Olympic so, crawling.
It doesn't make me mad. It just makes isn't you sound about, dumb. Like the, so I'm trying to help you.
About the Olympics or the start of the Olympics, he was running with a torch and they fell over and end of movie. Yeah. That's it. Dog. All right. Olympics
so
have fallen.
My suggestion for Mark this week was Olympus Has Fallen. So we'll go ahead. Clint, you could jump in on anything if you've watched it or you could jump in at any time and give your reviews on it. But what'd you think, Cuzzo? What'd you think of that one?
What can I say? So Olympus Has Fallen is what I watched, but I loved it. That shit was sick. Yeah.
Dude, that's such a shocker for me. Dog, I was not expecting that.
It was a great movie. Your homeboy, your lover that you like a lot. What's his name?
Gerard Butler.
Yeah, Gerard Butler. He's just a great job at killing people. Like, this is the second movie now where he just straight up murders people for a living. Like, the other movie you had me watch, The Usual Suspect or whatever, he was an actual killer on that. Here, he was like a paid killer. Like, he got paid to do what he did. So first of all, the president played by Aaron Eckhart or whatever, I feel kind of bad for him when he plays movies. So the other time I saw him, he played in Batman, The Dark Knight, and he was Two-Face. And in Two-Face, he lost his girlfriend too. So like in Two-Face, he had to, like, they had to choose which person they saved. In Batman. Do you remember that? You ever watched The Dark Knight? Any of you guys ever watched The Dark Knight?
I probably have, but I probably haven't. I don't know very much about it.
It just reminded me of that. I was like, damn, every role this guy plays, he loses his significant other. Because in the very first scene of that movie, he was going to some kind of dinner and the cars crashed and he lost his wife, but he was saved. And I was just like, man, I feel bad for that guy. So, and he did a great job playing, you know, that president. He did a good job. Let's see what else. It was crazy to me too. Like,
wait,
watching that,
I'm a little confused because you said the president's who?
The president. No, you're thinking of Morgan Freeman. He was the speaker. He wasn't the president. The president was Aaron. It was the white guy. It was Aaron.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm pronouncing it wrong. It's Aaron. That's my fault. Aaron Eckhart.
Yeah, Morgan Freeman. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I should have watched it again myself.
Yeah, because you were talking about, remember a few podcasts ago, you were talking about how Morgan Freeman played the president. So he played the fill-in president. You know, he had to make the tough calls or whatever. But yeah, so that was the first thought that came to my mind for some odd reason. I was like, damn, I feel bad for this guy. The other crazy thing is how easily, and obviously it's a movie, I understand that, but how easily it was for these fools to, first of all, get this guy was a terrorist, already well known when they found out who he was, but he was able to get into the White House, and how easily it was for his whole posse to come through with fucking full grenade launchers and like all this stuff and blow it up and take it over. Like, that shit was crazy. That I was thinking to myself, like, where are the backup? And then it's funny because in the movie, he's like, oh, your forces don't get hit for 15 minutes. We took this shit over in 13 minutes. So I was like, damn, that's crazy. But
it's kind of scary, like, to think, like, could that ever happen, dude? Like, it was so, like, the way the movie was, obviously, it was so planned out, so good, like, with the trash truck and all that stuff. Like, it was dope, man.
And I kind of knew, yeah, that shit's crazy. And, like, I kind of knew when he was meeting with the Koreans, I was like, of course these fucking guys are bad guys. Like, how are they not? Like, I was like, yeah, of course they're going to be the bad
Koreans.
Guys.
We love Koreans on the show.
It was just, that's the only downside I can say about the movie is that it was predictable. Like, those type of movies are predictable to me. Like, obviously they're going to win, you know, they're going to be able to kill the bad guy at the end. He was going to get out alive. Like even the trick where, excuse me, they tried to escape on the helicopter. Like, sorry if I'm ruining the movie for people, but even the trick where they tried to escape on the helicopter, I was like, there's no way that they're in there. Like, it blew up, and I was like, these fools didn't do that. Like, that was pretty predictable. I was really happy when Sparkplug made it out alive. I was, do you remember who Sparkplug was? They would call him Sparkplug, the little boy, the president's son. That was dope. One of my favorite parts too is, when he stabbed that fool in the neck, when he was getting, it was hilarious when he's like, when he sits down, when your homeboy catchers, what was his name in the movie? Michael, was it Michael, Biting or something, or Bending? I forget his last name, but I forgot what they call him.
Banning.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, when Banning caught the two terrorists to get questions out of him, and he's like kind of laugh at him, like, you know, I'm gonna get you guys to answer me one way or another or something. And the guy, like, they just thought he was bullshitting, and like a second later he just stabs that dude straight in the neck, and I'm just like, oh shit. Like, it was pretty gory. Like, the stuff that he would do and, like, the shots to the head and, like, that was dope. I was like, that shit made me laugh when he did that. I didn't like how we had an American who betrayed us, you know, who was working for Kane. Kane was a little bitch. I didn't like Kane either. it was Dave. Dave was a little bitch that I didn't like. It was cool because Dave did lie to Kane. I was like, all right, that's cool. Dave kind of redeemed himself and said, hey, I caught Banning. You know, he's dead. And then Dave just straight up shanked that fool. I mean, and then Banning shanked that fool. That was sick. I did cry. I'm not going to lie. I'm an emotional guy. I got teared up when he called his wife at the hospital. I was like, oh, fuck, man. That's messed up. Like, that got me. I'm not going to lie.
Did it get you a little bit more because his wife was a nurse, too?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, because I consider myself...
Since your wife's a nurse?
Well, and I consider myself basically Banning. Like, I'm an OG like that. Like, I'll save the president anytime. So, like, you know, I consider myself
You put
Banning.
Yourself on the same level as Gerard Butler.
Of course, man. Of course. But Gerard Butler's tight. Like, the shitty thing about it is, like, I love that movie, but I still wouldn't go out of my way. If you wouldn't have recommended those movies, I've just never been into action movies, really, and I don't understand why. Like, I like Marvel movies, and those are action-packed. But, like, these type of movies, they're just – they all seem like they're kind of similar. Like, that you can predict what's going to happen. You know, there's not many surprises. Like, the bad guys never win, obviously. So, it's like – it's just like – I love that movie, but I would still not, like – I probably wouldn't watch it again unless I just saw it on TV, our viewer here kicking it, and like, oh, we should watch this. Like, I probably wouldn't watch it again, and, like, I probably wouldn't go searching for movies that are similar to that. But I did love that movie. Yeah. It was a dope story. It got, like, that Gerard Butler is a good actor. Like, you know, the last two movies I've seen him in. Plus, I've seen – he was in Gladiator too, right? Wasn't he – no, not Gladiator. That was Russell Crowe.
300.
He had 300. Yeah, he was in 300. Like, he killed it in 300. So he is a dope-ass actor. So I can see why you really like him, why he's your man crush, and you got posters, fathead posters of him in your room, which
I mean, he's not my number one. If you want to know who I like, have – like, I got posters of, like – Marky Mark. That was my favorite actor right there.
For real? Marky Mark?
Yeah.
I love that he can't do a movie without taking his shirt off.
Dude, I love Mark.
Right?
Dude. That's a, Marky Mark's the
man,
dude.
I can't go one day without taking my shirt off out in public. I'll go out in my front yard and I'll go water the lawn or whatever without my shirt off, and people will be jogging by and I can just see their disgusted face like, ugh, this fool really gotta be out here like that. Yeah, this is my property. All right.
Pointing at me.
My nipples following them. Like, get your nipples away. But yeah, good recommendation, Cuzzo. Like, that was a sick ass movie.
I wasn't expecting you to love it just because you always say, like, I'm not really into action movies like that. I don't like killing and shooting and all that stuff. And
I don't mind
like,
killing and shooting. I prefer to laugh. Like, I like comedy movies. And like, I used to like horror movies a lot more. But since I've been married, Sam doesn't like scary movies, and we always do like comedy romantic movies or some shit, or dumb comedy movies, and we just like to laugh. So like, we don't ever watch any other type of genre really anymore.
Yeah. Well, like for me, like how you said you don't you wouldn't really rewatch it. I'm not really a movie rewatcher, period. Like, I mean, I will, like, especially like old movies. Like, I'll watch Fridays and Next Sandlot. Fridays and Don't Be a Menace and Sandlot. But like,
dog, I rewatched Sandlot this weekend. I actually have a fun fact, real quick. Sorry to sidetrack. Do you know in the scene where Rodriguez has the dream of Babe Ruth?
Oh, so you're trying to You're trying to trick me up real quick to see if it's my favorite movie or not.
No, but. No. I'm not trying to trick you up. I'm not trying to trick you up. But did you, like, in that scene where Babe Ruth said, can I have that card of Hank Aaron? Like, do you know who Hank Aaron was? He's like, I have a feeling this guy's going to be special one day. Have you ever looked up Hank Aaron? He's the guy that overtook Babe Ruth's home run record. And I was like, oh, that shit's sick. Like, I was like, that's so dope that they put that in there. I was like, oh, that's sick. Yeah. And then, like, I just rewatched, like, I watched that and I rewatched Major Payne last night. I almost sent you a recording. That opening scene where he has the line.
Major Payne is great. Dude, it's bro. The best. That's such a
and they could never, like, now, like, if there was a movie made like that where he's just hating on, like, deaf people and fat kids and things like that, like, there's no way there would be a movie like that. I can't see that ever right now.
I love the part. I had the kids watch it recently, and I love the part when he tells the story about the choo-choo. He's like, choo-choo. And at the end of the story, dude, she's all listening to it, thinking he's selling something. He's like, then he stabs him in the neck, and then he goes like, and the little kid gets all scared, dude. It's such a good movie. It's hilarious.
So yeah, where they're all lined up. My favorite scene has to be where they're all lined up, and he's going just picking on one of each one by one, and like the fat kid's giggling. He's like, a bleep, 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 bleep. What's so funny? Oh, that's so funny, you piggy or something.
Yeah.
He makes him do his push-ups. One tubby tubby.
Yeah. Two tubby
tubby. And the death fool or whatever, the death guy is like, oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Handicap guy. Can you see sign language? He's like, yep. If you don't listen to what I say, I'm gonna put my foot so far up your ass. Do you understand me, boy? He said, 30 and 30.
You remember that?
Oh, shit. Sorry to sidetrack. But that shit, dude, Major Payne. Yep. If any of our listeners are listening and they haven't seen that movie, please watch
Major
Payne.
Have your kids watch it.
They have seen it. Yeah, they've seen it. My kids have seen it.
No, I'm just saying, like, to the listeners, like, make your kids watch that one. That's a great, like, that's a so great funny, old movie. Right?
The other favorite part is when he farts and drops that kid. After, like, Emma had me rewind that. Emma's like, show that again! You remember when he eats the cupcake and the white boy walks by and he farts and he just drops him? Emma had to rewind that shit. Yeah, that was funny. All right. Oh, shit.
That's cool. So I got a love out of you. Got a love, love, love. Okay, yeah. So mine was, can you say what mine is? I had to look it up.
What?
It's Rob Zombie. I know that.
It's a Rob Zombie movie. House of a Thousand Corpses. Have you seen, hold on real quick. Clint, have you seen it at all? A House of a Thousand Corpses?
Didn't you tell him to watch the Devil's Rejects?
Yeah, Devil's
Rejects.
Yeah,
there you
go.
That's the one I watched. Thank you. Okay, yeah. Yeah. Hey, look at
that
him.
Is the one way I watched. Better. Thank you. Dang. We got a fact checker. We got a fact checker on here, dude. That's great, because I was just going to go with it. I didn't even know for sure. The Devil's Rejects. So, have you watched that, Clint?
I've seen it, yeah. I used to be a huge Rob Zombie fan when I was in high school. Loved Rob. I went to a concert.
Oh, damn.
He's terrible in concert.
Really?
Terrible in concert.
That's crazy.
But his CDs and stuff were pretty cool.
Dude, how crazy was his concert, though? Was it shit? Was it just mosh pit nuts?
Yeah, like there was no... He didn't do any of his songs, really. It was just, like, screaming and just loud mosh pit. It was crazy. It was really crazy, but it wasn't good.
Yeah, like, it wasn't, like, if you were trying to go listen to songs, it wasn't a good thing to go check out.
But he's, like, hard rock. So, right? Like, he's like, he's, like, deaf metal, though, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I know who he is, but I don't remember much of his music. And after watching the movie, I'm super glad that I don't really know much about this guy. Cause that movie was, dude, I hated it. Like, hated it. That was such a bad movie, bro. Like, okay. So, I'm gonna be honest to everybody really quick, and we don't like to do this. So we don't like to do this. But I literally made it. So I watched 40 minutes of it, and then I stopped it. And then I turned around. No, I did watch more though, and I watched another like 25, almost 30 more minutes of it. So I made it about a. No, I did.
You watched and I 45 made it about minutes, and that's it. You already told me, liar.
Yeah, that was the first time, but I watched some more last night.
All right.
And I tried to watch more, and it's just like not even the style of movie it is, because it is very, like, obviously, like, like I seen like 1,000 dead naked girls, which is not what I really want to see. You know what I mean? I'd rather see them alive. But like there was a lot of like I swear the first 10 minutes of the movie, I seen the littlest boobies 20 million times, like so many times dead. Really weird. And then I hated the shots. Really weird. I'm like, dude, why did he create this movie? But I hated the shots too, because every shot was like very close to their face. I don't know if you like, if you rewatch it and notice, like every shot is like very close, really close up. Like, and I'm like, dude, can you step back so I can see like their conversation? That'd be like two guys, the sheriff, and the sheriff's talking like in the beginning scene where they show up to their house, and then they have that shootout with them. And they find those girls or whatever, and they have the shootout with them. Like the scene when they're standing outside the house and the sheriff is talking to like the deputy, like every shot, like you couldn't see the conversation. Like it was literally like their mouth, and he was like, had like a, I think he was chewing on a toothpick or something in his mouth the whole time. And it's like, dude, this is horribly shot, bro. And then when they get to the hotel and they kidnap kind of those people or whatever, they take over their room. Like, everything is so up close. Nothing is, like, you can't see anything happening. It's very up close.
Damn.
Sophie, bad, so huh? Sophie and Katie were at my house, which is my sister and my wife. They were at my house, and I was like, I got to watch this, guys. It's part of the podcast. So that Katie was like, well, I'll try to watch it with you. And she's kind of the one that made me turn it off at 40 minutes, 45 minutes or whatever. She's like, this is so bad. Like, just turn it off. So it's horrible. Katie's I can't fault. Watch
we'll
it.
We'll blame it on Katie.
I don't even... I don't really understand what the story was about. Like,
it was about a family. Those were all
a crazy family.
Yeah, they're murderers. They're serial killers. It's about their family.
There were more than that. That was like crazy bad. Uh-huh. Oh, it was horrible.
It has been. So
I was gonna say, did you actually like that movie, or did you?
I liked it when I watched it when I was younger. Like, I watched it when, like, it came out. So that was, like, in high school or whatever. Yeah, probably because you've seen
boobies and stuff.
Yeah, I love seeing dead boobies. Yeah, like, that was a thing I was into.
In high school, you could take any boobie you get, right?
A boobie's a boobie, you know? That's what, that was the main attraction to the movie.
That's a good shirt. I was hoping. A boobie's a boobie.
There you go. Boom. New merch right there.
Oh, you know what I was going to say, though? Clint was bringing up Pet Bull, that'd be a good shirt too.
Oh yeah, that would be a good shirt. Yeah.
All right.
I liked it because it was like a crazy story, and it was like a gorier type of movie. I haven't seen it since like high school. I was just trying to, because a few podcasts ago, you're like, I wish you'd give me like a scary movie or one of those type of movies. So I was like, all right, fuck it.
That wasn't scary. That was the other thing, is it wasn't scary at all. Like, it didn't.
I guess I don't remember then.
It wasn't scary at all. It was just like them dragging a dead woman by the hair and just
is that not
like
scary
scenes of just no, like it was just like showing her whole body, like it was just focused on her body and up close of her nipple, and then go down all the way to her VJ and like down to her toes as he's dragging her slowly.
I don't remember
the woods,
this
and
part.
I'm like,
I gotta maybe I should rewatch this? It. Like, I don't know if you watch.
It kind you watching? We had a lot. We had a lot of confused looks to each other. Like, none of us were jumpy. None of us got scared. None of us were like, oh my God, this is horrible. No, it was just like, this is so stupid. Like, we kept saying that throughout the whole thing. Like, this is dumb.
He did a remake
Rob
on
Zombie
Halloween,
must
too.
Be a crazy guy, right? He's a crazy dude. Like, his wife played his wife played the girl in that, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. He didn't play anything in that, did he?
No, I don't think he did. Okay. He just directed it.
Yeah, that's what I figured. I wasn't
What did you think about
sure,
it, Clint? Like, when you watched it, like, do you remember anything
like,
about it?
Well, I watched it like when I was younger, and I think it's like the third one of like his series of these movies. Like, I don't know. He's not a filmmaker, and he tried to be.
Yeah,
is kind of what it came down to. And like when I was in high school, yeah, it was like, oh my gosh, there's a lot of boobies in there, and that was cool. But like it's like you said, like the budget for that,
it was definitely like an indie movie.
Yeah, it was like an $8 million movie, you know, so they had to do all those close-ups because they didn't actually have backgrounds and stuff that they could show or something, I don't know, but it was, yeah, it wasn't, it wasn't made well, and there was not a real good story to it.
Yeah, there wasn't a story. There wasn't no story to it. Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like,
maybe that was a second part. Maybe that was like a part two. Then maybe there was a first movie. That was the first movie.
There was
movie,
no
I think.
Story. There was literally no story to it. It was just
weren't they running from the killer family or something? Yeah, like they
were just running. Like, they were just on the run, killing. Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah. All right, then. Damn.
Usually when I'm running and scared, I keep my clothes on though. So
that's
it's really weird because I don't. I'm always naked when I'm scared. Oh. That's the first thing I do is get naked. I feel like that's what I got to do. Okay. Well, shit. All right, cousin. I mean, that's like three hateds in a row. I feel like. Oh,
that
wait,
is. It's quite. No, a bit I loved your last one. I loved your last one.
That's right. Okay. Yeah, Joey Badass. All right, so we'll let Clint start us off with the the Ferrari. Let us know how the Ferrari went. That was the suggestion last week, right? That was the fan suggestion, was the Ferrari rides.
Yeah, dude. And you guys, did you get your neighbor, Jay, to...
Absolutely not. What's funny, though, is I did put a little bit of effort. Like, so I tried to find him. Well, I did. I ended up finding him on Instagram. And I tried to request to be his friend on Instagram, and he never accepted it. So he's like, "Nah, fool, I'm too rich for you, kid." Yeah. Like, I don't know. He never accepted it, but I did find him on Instagram. And then every time on the way home from work, I know he would. I know he's a cool guy, so I know he would be like, "Yeah, dude, jump in." Like, he wouldn't let me drive it, but he'd be like, "Check it out" or whatever. But I never seen him at home. Like, he was never home when I was coming home from work or anything, so I didn't get to do it. But I'm gonna try to do it still. I'm gonna try to still do it.
What, Clint, what about you? Did you do that?
No. I wanna. There's two ways that I was thinking that I could like try because I still want to do it because it's always been a McLaren has always been like my dream like to drive one of those. But go into a place that sells them and like trying to act all rich where they'd let me take one for a test drive. I don't know if I could pull that off though. I might not be smart enough.
Yeah, that's what Mark was saying. That
we
maybe
can get, we'll just
could
get
do.
Dressed up, dog. We'll just wear some nice like we don't have to rock like ties, but I think if we wear some nice blue dark jeans and like a button up shirt with like a nice like sporty or like a business coat over the top with some like some kind of business shoes. Like they think you're going to be rich because that's what they look. That's like the rich people look like.
So that's the one that lives on my street. If you guys can see that at all.
That's all right.
So we always see me and Zyrus always see him like go home from work and we're just like, what does this guy do? But on his Instagram, like I said, I found his Instagram and it says he's a business owner. So obviously he's a successful
drugs
business
that he
owner.
Sells. All right. So for the
my Instagram look like that.
I know, right? Mine has my kids and shit on it. Damn.
Not my cool sports car.
I wish too.
So all right, the real one. So I think Clint actually did extra homework, extra credit work. You watched two documentaries, right?
Dude, when we talked last, you guys said, or you texted me, I think Jay texted me the Abducted in Plain Sight.
Jay?
Was that?
Jay?
I think you texted me that, Abducted in Plain Sight.
You got to show proof of that. I don't believe
you. And then you texted again. Well, I didn't erase it off of there. And then you said the, American Murder, the Neighbor Next Door or something?
Yeah, or, I think at the very
that
beginning.
That was the one, right?
Yeah.
So we'll go.
Yeah, I did. Abducted in Plain Sight on Netflix. That's what I said.
Dude,
so
I wish, dude, that one terrified me.
Abducted in Plain Sight?
Yeah.
Dude, so I haven't seen that. I haven't seen it either.
I didn't know we were supposed to.
Oh my gosh.
Damn. All right, I'll watch it. Maybe we should do that this weekend.
So, yeah, we'll do that. So let's move on because I don't want you to kill it for us. Oh, I'm kind of scared though.
Now
it was
I'm
good
scared.
Though.
Now I'm scared.
Was it good or scary?
It was like terrifying because this was real. You're like, this was real. It's like a documentary, so it was real. And you're like, there's people like that. You gotta be kidding me. Anyways,
so what's crazy is I probably have watched it, but I just in case I haven't. But okay, yeah. The American is it American Murder Next Door or what is it? The next one? Yeah, American Murder, The Family Next Door.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. I watched that with my daughters and my wife and stuff,
damn.
And they were like, "Oh, I mean, they've already heard the story. Like, my wife, she's, like, hardcore into, like, crime podcasts and stuff. Like, that's all she listens to, like, all the time. So we're, like, the safest family in the world because we don't get to do anything fun now. But
she's like, we ain't going that way. Nope, not going to do that.
That was a trippy story. Like the guy, like, I didn't expect it. They all heard the story before, so they were like, dude, he's a monster. He's a monster. And I'm like, at first I was like, man, she's kind of mean to him. Like, why is she mean to him?
Yeah.
Like, on all of her, and then my family, they were like, don't say that on the podcast. And I'm like, she kind of was. Like, she didn't deserve what happened to her at all.
Yeah, no, but not at all.
But like, on all of her social media and stuff like that, like, she would talk about, like, how stupid he was and how smart she was, and she's dominant, and all, like, I do this, and he cleans up after me, and, like, all that stuff. And I was like, you know, I get it, but you don't have to be mean to the poor guy. But, yeah, the scene that really tripped me out, though, was when he was wearing that Santa Claus suit, and she was filming him. She was, like, live on, like, Facebook Live.
Yeah.
And she was like, where's your phone? He's like, I left it in the car or in the garage. And then she was like, what good's that going to do me in the garage? Like, I got to take pictures. I got to see. And she's like, I almost like saw in his eyes, like, that's like where he snapped. He's like, I'm going to kill her.
Yeah.
Like, he was like, mm-hmm, defeated. I was like, and then I was like, yeah, this is not good. This is not good. But yeah. Totally tripped me out. I don't understand how people can do that kind of stuff, though.
Dude,
like,
that's...
put his daughters in the oil tanks. Like, I'm like, what?
That's nuts.
That part tripped me out.
That made me cry. I cried. Like, yeah, I'm an emotional guy. So, like, I watched that and I was like, I couldn't not cry. Like, that was like the saddest thing that I could, like, I could ever think of. Like, I'm like, this is bonkers. And, like, to do it over... like, to do what he did, and he basically did it over of a girl, like, of another woman that he was seeing. Like, mm-hmm, I mean, she says, like, she had nothing to do with it, or she didn't say anything. He made up a story, like, oh, they just left or some shit, whatever the story was that he made up about them. But, like, I kind of feel like she might have known something, too. And then what made me not like this guy was almost right at the bat. Like, when they interviewed him at the house, dude had, like, no emotions. Mm-hmm. No emotions. He's like,
yeah,
like, she just left. Like, I don't know. Like, everything was fine in the house. Nothing was messed up. Like, if my wife and kids were gone, mm-hmm, like, I'd be like, I don't fucking know. Like, what's going on here? Like, I'm scared. Like, I would show more emotion. Yeah, like, he's just like, I don't know. If you guys see him, I guess throw me a text message. Like, he didn't care. Like, he didn't have any feelings towards it. And it's, mm-hmm, like, all right, this guy did something. And then she did, like you would hear their text messages that they would show, or she was texting her girlfriend about him, like, he's not showing me affection, things are like that. Like, that's when you start getting more in the story, like, all right, this fool, something's going on. He's, you know, something's going on and this and that. But, like, to do what he had, like, to do what he did, like, I just don't know how any human being can do that. That just blows my mind. Like, and the fact that it was, like, so recent too, what, like, 3 years ago? Three or four years ago, tops. Like, I don't remember the dates, but it was pretty recent that this happened.
It was like 17 or 18, something like that. It wasn't very long ago.
Yeah. Did you see that part where the neighbor, like, totally called him out to the cops?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Hey,
you guys come back in here. He doesn't act like that. Like, he never does that. This dude did something. Yeah. That neighbor.
And, like, didn't the neighbor say, like, yeah, we saw him go to his truck at this time or whatever, or this. And,
well,
like,
they had video.
They had it on video.
Yeah, yeah, they had it on video, like, surveillance
on
their house.
This fool got caught within, like, a week, too, right? Didn't happen like that. Like, he didn't even, like...
Yeah, right away.
Yeah, like, right away. He was so dumb about it. Like, he was so dumb about it, and it was... Which I'm happy because he deserves to get caught.
Yeah,
but, like, yeah, man, like, yeah, it was just a crazy relationship too. Like, it's not like you said, like, the wife was bashing him a lot publicly and, like, you know, saying this and that. But, like, to do what he did, like, fuck, that really that hit home. Like, I just couldn't imagine that.
Yeah, that the story for me is probably one of the hardest. Like, I'm really into true crime. So I listen to true crime podcasts and I like to watch true crime, you know, documentaries and stuff like that. And that one right there, dude, It's like the worst, bro. Like, I hate that one so much because, like, you hear of, like, serial killers and you hear about that dude, but, like, that dude's Superman to those girls, you know what I mean? Like, he is the superhero and, like, superhero turned on them and killed them. Like, that crap kills me, man. I hate that. That's the worst part to me. But I do agree with Clint, too. Like, when I first started watching, because I watched this already, once I turned it on, I was like, oh my God, this story, like, I've heard it on podcasts, I already had watched the documentary, and I heard it on several podcasts, actually, so I kind of knew the story really well already, but I agree with Clint a little bit. Like, I did have that vibe, too, about her. She was kind of a mean wife at times, you know what I mean? Like, she had her controlling issues, I guess, you know? She was very controlling, but at the end of the day, like, what that guy did, oh my gosh, dude. Like, just divorce, fool. Like, just go be with that girl, man. Like, I don't understand. Like, and like, this isn't right to say, but even if you killed your wife, bro, like, your little girls, like, that was, like, this just made it so much worse. If it was a story about him killing his wife, I'd feel bad for her, and I'd be like, dang, that's jacked up, you know what I mean? But you hear those all the time. But once it got to the girls, and then the way that he, like, he discarded them too. Like, he put the mom in the freaking truck with the girls still in the truck. Like, their mom's laying on the floorboard, you know, and took them all the way out there. And then for them to like for the second daughter, that's the one that gets me too. You know what I mean? Cause she sees him kill her sister and then turns around and like, daddy's coming back and is like, are you going to do that to me too? And dude, that crap gets me, bro. It's horrible. So for my freaking rated on this, I hate it. I hated it.
I know, like, I hated it too. The thing is, how are we supposed to hate it like it love it on this? Like,
yeah, you can't.
I guess the documentary was good. Like, it was well filmed and well, you know, like a good documentary. But like, I hated what happened. Obviously,
I hate that it had to be a documentary because I don't even want that to exist, bro. Like, that's straight evil, man. And then, yeah, like,
did a good job on the documentary, like, like, getting you to feel the way that, I mean, that's kind of like where I was like, I mean, I would say I loved it for that fact that they did that good of a job.
Yeah, it was a good
where like, I'm like, dude, I hate this guy. Like, if I could, I would do things like that to him.
And yeah, exactly.
Just,
yeah,
my gosh.
That's what you feel.
Yeah.
And then how he admitted it to his dad, you know what I mean? Like, it was just a bad one, man.
Can you imagine sitting there with your son and your son telling you, like, what would you do?
Kill him.
I'd disown him.
I know, right?
Like, literally, dude, if my son came in me and said, yeah, I killed your grandbabies, I would probably freaking try to kill him.
It was face to face, too, wasn't it? Because he was in the room.
Yeah, his dad in the room.
I would have probably socked him. The cops would have had to come get me off of him. Like, I feel like that's what would happen to me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because at some point, I know, like, the feeling with, we have kids now, and especially Clint knows probably even more because his kids are older. Like, it's very hard for your kids to get to a level where you're ever going to, like, hate them. This is, like, almost impossible. You know what I mean? To ever hate your kids. Like, they could become druggies. They can become whatever, you know, they can go down the path, and your parents are always going to be your parents, and they always support you, and they always love you, and, you know what I mean? They might give you tough love at times, but your kids are your kids, and you always are there for them most times. But like that one to me, I'm like, nah, dude, that pushes it like that. That would have pushed me past that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I would forgive you for like 99% of things you do, but that you passed it for me, bro. Like, I would try to hurt you. I would try to hurt him. Yeah, because then he's not human to me. Sure. He's not my kid at that point. You
a
know
good
what I
mean? Way to show your son you love him in that situation is to punch him in the teeth.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Man.
Nuts.
Because at that time, like, you're a grandpa and you love those girls too. You know what I mean? Like, he did it to you too. But, that was a horrible one.
Yeah, that was crazy. That was super crazy. Horrible. But, all right. Yeah. Do we have anything this week from anyone? Probably not, huh?
Well, let's give ours first, and then I'll read. We do have one.
Oh, okay, cool.
What do you have for me?
I got an album for you. I don't know if you've heard her yet, and I'm probably pronouncing her name wrong because I'm horrible at pronouncing her name. But Aria Lennox, Lenox, Lennox. The album it's only seven tracks long, but it's an R&B album. She's sick. The album is Pho. I'll send it to you, but that's what I got for you. She's part of Dreamville. She's on J. Cole's label.
Mm-hmm. She so you was probably on heard D her. Smokes.
Yeah, yeah. So you she was on D Smokes. Yeah. You're right. That's what made me want me to have you listen to her.
Yeah, I don't know much about her, so I'm cool. Like, that's a good one for me because I don't know much about her. I like to.
She just has a cool style.
Check her out.
You'll like it. I think you will. So that's the one for you. What you got for me, cuzzo?
Cool. I want you to watch 2 episodes at least, at the very minimum, of All American on Netflix.
Jeez Louise. Okay. Have you seen that, Clint?
Nope.
Man, you can watch Duke Quinn.
He's in love with this show. He's been talking
about
it.
Dude, it's so funny because it's just like a teenage drama show, and I love it so much, bro.
Gosh, I was just like, I hate those type of shows when I talk to them.
I'll send the teenagers over to sit with you and watch this.
There we go. Yeah. We'll
What's funny is, like, your daughters probably watch it already. Like, if you guys let them watch Netflix and like stuff like that and shows, but like that's probably a show they're watching. Your daughters, or the other one that I like a lot too is Outer Banks. I don't know if you guys have heard of that one yet, but
that Disney show
that's on Netflix too. They're watching it. No, full. It's on Netflix.
No, Netflix. Disney.
Damn.
No, yeah, my middle daughter watches that Outer Banks.
Yeah, she liked that, huh?
Yeah.
Damn it. All right, I'll watch that.
All American.
If I like it, I'm going to be so mad. That's how much I don't want to like it right now.
You're going to like it. If you don't like it, you'd be not human.
Just remember going to it with an open mind.
Open mind. Yeah. Open mind.
Open mind.
Just like Jay did with Devil's Rejects, 45 minutes.
Right.
Open mind. Yep.
I don't usually do this, but I stopped watching it. You freaking hate
So it. our fan suggestion for the week, he's actually a buddy of mine. He's from here. He wants us to watch the movie Shooter, which I've already watched it a billion times because one of my favorite movies. It's with Marky Mark.
I think I've seen it too. Weren't they on like a mission? Yeah, they were like on a mission and his like whole posse died and he was only like 2 of them left. Or he had to go save someone. No? Okay, no. Never mind. All right.
No, I think you're talking about Mark Wahlberg's other one, which that's probably one of my favorites too. That's based on a true story. Lone Survivor.
Yeah, that's the one I was talking about.
That's a crazy movie because that's based on a true story. So, yeah, Marky Marks. Yeah, Shooter. I love that movie. Shooter is one of my favorite movies. So it's a cool movie. I think you'll like it. But that's from John B. That's his name.
Marky Mark's not in Shooter.
Yeah, 2007 film.
No, I'm looking at it right now, dog. There's no Marky.
You're probably looking at there's a show, too, called Shooter.
Oh, yep. That's definitely the show. It says TV series. Mm-hmm. All right. Now I see it. Okay. You know who's going to like that I'm watching these movies? My father-in-law. Probably Greg's going to be like, I've been trying to get you to watch these movies forever because he loves these type of movies. And I'm like, nope, not going to watch it. Not going to watch it. And now I'm watching them. These sons of bitches.
I love those movies too.
Man. All right. Shooter. Okay. Got it. Cool. Hey, I know you. That's so funny because you texted me today the Instagram post or the picture of someone saying that Russell Wilson is getting our Seahawks are wasting Russell Wilson's prime. And it's funny that Jay sent me that this morning. And I said, see, like, isn't that funny? I was like, oh shit, I sent that to Clint last night. So I sent it to Clint last night, dog. Did you get the full? So Jay, did you get the full context of that, or just you just saw that snippet? I hate the media.
I just seen that. I don't know what he said. I just seen that. And I was like, dang. But I mean, obviously, what he said was what he said. What was it better in full context, or like he gave us a reason why he said it in full context?
I think it was better in full context. So it was basically, and correct me, I don't really know linemen, but I guess who was it, Clint? That was that they were talking about in that whole little section about why they feel like, because one of the linemen isn't getting paid yet, and they're saying they should pay him. Who was the lineman?
Yeah, Dwayne Brown.
Brown, yeah.
Brown's not getting paid. So we and I agree for this fact is that it's like I was telling you, is that like Russell Wilson, like they've never built an offense around him. They've built offenses and then put him into it. And we've just never truly protected him. I mean, if you go way back in Seahawk history to Matt Hasselbeck, that's why he was always hurt and couldn't become a star, is because we never do anything with our offensive line.
If we never protected him, though.
Good ones.
If we never protected him, though, like I get there's a difference between run blocking and pass blocking, but why did we have Marshawn Lynch running for 1,000 yards every season? Or why do we have... man, I can't think. Because
he was Marshawn Lynch.
Carson. Why do we have Carson balling too when he's healthy? You know, he's a good running back too.
Not that good.
He is good though when he's healthy. He's not healthy.
But why? Okay, so why is he not healthy all the time?
Because he can't take a hit. Because he can't take a hit. Every hit hurts him.
But I think
he should be getting hit like that.
You gotta think about. We need
a freaking line to open stuff up.
Yeah, you got to think about scheme too, like the type of scheme you guys ran with those run plays. Like there's zone schemes, and then there's like he needs pass protection, not run. Like there's really good run blockers, and then there's really good pass protection blockers, and then there's both. You know what I mean? You guys have never had somebody like you guys don't have a line that has both. You guys have always had pretty good run blockers. Which guys that can get up the field, guys that can, you know, pull, stuff like that. But as far as pass protection, oh, it's horrible, dude. You guys have been horrible.
What does every quarterback want to do in their prime? What do they want? What do they want while they're in their prime?
Offensive line.
A championship, right? A Super Bowl ring? If we were wasting his prime, why does he have a Super Bowl ring already? We didn't waste it. He got a Super Bowl ring out of it.
Yeah,
how many great quarterbacks don't?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you guys did get a Super Bowl ring, which is super good for him. But at the same time, that wasn't when Russell was in his prime. That was before Russell was he was a superstar because he won. But at the same time, you guys were predicated on defense at that time. Like, and you guys had the best defense in the league at that time, and that's why you guys won the championship. Really.
And if you look at that Super Bowl, like Russell Wilson's not truly accredited with that win. It's defense and Marshawn.
And Marshawn,
that's who is accredited with that win, which, like, if I was Russell, I'd be like, no. Like, I understand, but I want one of my own, you know?
Yeah.
So one of his own would be him throwing the ball and handling it that way then. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, like at that time, the offense wasn't ran through Russell.
Sport. But it's a team game. Like, he won a championship. Mm-hmm. So, like, there's nothing to be complained about other than he takes multiple hits.
Yeah, but I'm saying.
He does need a line. Like, I get that he needs a line, but I feel like we're still not wasting. Like, I don't agree. Like, yes, we should pay his lineman. He should get a lineman. I'm not arguing that. But I don't see how this is wasting his prime when he still has balled out. Last year was, like, I don't know his stats off the top of my head. But I bet Clint does. He balled out last year, right? Even though he was running for his life all the time. He was in the running for MVP at one point of the season, right?
Yeah.
So he's still able to do what he does.
Yeah.
So it's like, and now he's got DK. He's got DK who's just even going to get better. Like, I think he's going to take another leap this year. I like Gerald Everett, too. I like Everett out of the Rams. Like, I think he will be a good tight end. I think he's going to be a good catching tight end, too. Like, I'm a fan of him.
Did we pick up a tight end from Dallas as well? Or no, we let him go, didn't we?
I don't know. I don't remember. Who was the tight end from Dallas?
I can't remember. Gilbert? Maybe it was it Gilbert? Not.
What was the name?
Maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
I think tight ends where we need what we need. We need an offensive line.
We definitely do need an offensive line.
You guys did get not to be dumb, but you guys got a really good guard. Like, Big Smooth is a great guard, man, from the Raiders.
He's huge.
Yeah, he's really big. He's a good pass blocking guard and run blocking guard, dude. He's really good. So I would expect it to get better. It just depends on what type of, like, I don't know. It just depends on how you guys run your offense too. Like,
I now think they're letting Russell. I mean, it's already been shown. Already been shown. Like, they're letting Russell be Russell. Starting, I want to say,
I hope not just
last year, but almost 2 years now in a row, they've let him kind of run the offense. Like, they kind of let him do his thing. And be him, you know, so He does hold the ball a little long.
I don't know. Like, I don't know if that's
he
true.
He does hold the ball a little longer than he should. There's times where, and that's with any quarterback. I don't understand quarterbacks sometimes, too. Like, throw the ball away. Throw the ball away. Like, you don't have to take a sack, get out of the pocket, and throw the ball away. Right? Like, that. Like, throw the ball away.
Yeah, Russell's known for taking, like, 20-yard sacks
sometimes. Yeah, like that's, why? But that's, but yes. Not just Russell, too, but just in my mind, like, when I watch football, and it's like, why did you take that dumb sack when you can literally get rid of the ball? Like, that makes sense to me.
I think those type of quarterbacks, like Russell and, you know, Mahomes, I guess, and
Lamar,
like
Lamar Jackson, maybe. You're talking about Lamar, like, Jackson, run first ones, think they can make a play?
Not really run first, just guys that actually can move in the pocket really well, and, like, they're the best at evading getting sacked. Like, we can hate on Russell for getting sacked negative 20 yards. But at the same time, we've seen plays where he's been negative 20 yards and created something out of that still. So I think in their heads, they're like, I still have this little chance. And at that time, they get that little leg swipe, and they're just like, they're probably just as, like, crap. Like, I should throw it away at that time. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But they're just, they never give up. Like, they're those quarterbacks that just never give up on that play, which hurts them. But you got to give them credit too when it works. Like, cause that reward. Fool has made a lot of plays.
Reward type of thing.
Yeah. Like, I've seen, like, there's plays where that fool runs back like 20, 30 yards, and I'm like, what are you doing? And then he runs up 15 and throws a freaking 40 yard pass or something. It's like, what the heck? How did that all just happen? You know? Yeah. Yeah, it's like, how does that happen?
Touchdown last year, that Tyler Lockett.
Where he dropped it in the bucket.
I remember looking at everybody ahead of me almost the whole season. That's what I remember.
That was a dope catch, dope throw. Like, everything was sick about that play. All right, we're 2 hours into this. I gotta be up at 5:30 in the morning tomorrow. Clint, thank you so much for coming through, man. It was a lot of fun having you on. It's much appreciated.
Yeah, dude.
You're welcome back anytime.
Thank you for your support, too.
Yeah, for sure, anytime. Man. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
No, I enjoy it.
Where can the fans support us, Jay?
Yeah. I don't know where.
Patreon. Our Patreon.
Patreon.
Yeah, go to our Patreon. Our Patreon.
We have two
custom
supporters
video.
On Patreon.
You'll get a custom video eventually.
We have two supporters on Patreon, so go support our Patreon. You can find the link on our website, and you could also find the link on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. It's on the bottom. Also, you can send us some reviews to do, right? Some, what do we call those?
Hate it, like it, love it
review? Yeah, there you go. Hate it, like it, love it reviews. Hate it, like it, love it suggestions. I don't know. I'm just saying, like, suggestions.
All right, it would be nice
reviews.
To hear just reviews in general. We'd like to know how we're doing, if we should not be so dumb or. Well, actually, I don't really care about those ones. Just send your positive reviews. That'd be great. Don't we have – is there anything else you want to announce?
No, support us.
All right, cool.
Thank you, Clint, for coming on.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen.
Appreciate it.
Are you ready? You guys have a good night.
Yeah. Just pop the podcast.
Check it out.
Hey, yo, cuz.
In the place to be.
What up, cuz?
Blow up the spot. Come on, y'all. What we got?
Now the incredible.
Just pop the podcast. Yo, cuz.